Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ.
This week on the At the Table podcast, we're going to look back at last week's message titled, Jesus, Son of God, specifically diving into the question Jesus posed, who do you say I am? Without further ado, let's get started. Well, welcome today to the At the Table podcast, where I strive to help you be encouraged and equipped on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. I am the host, Pastor Gary, and today we're going to be diving into and exploring the identity through the question Jesus posed. Who do you say I am? Well, in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus is journeying with his disciples to the villages around Caesarea Philippi, a region known for its diverse beliefs and its pagan idols. It's there, amid all these varying opinions, that Jesus asks his disciples a critical question. Who do you say I am? And more specifically, who do the people say I am? Let's read the passage and then explore it further, starting in Mark chapter 8 and verse 27. Jesus and his disciples went into the village around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Christ." Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. First, let's consider the setting in this region. Let's not skip over this important detail. In the region of Caesarea Philippi, this was a deeply pagan region, known for its worship of Greek gods and the Greek temples. Also, this wasn't just a casual question during a quiet walk. It was a pointed inquiry in a place teeming with competing voices and identities. The disciples offered answers reflecting the popular opinions of the day, saying some believe Jesus is John the Baptist, some say he's Elijah, and another a prophet. But then Jesus turns the question to them, "Who do you say I am?" Peter, often the first to speak, known for what I like to call his ready, fire, aim mentality, declares that you are the Christ. He gives this response to Jesus. In that moment, Peter recognized Jesus not merely as a great teacher or a prophet, but as the promised Messiah, the Son of God. This affirmation wasn't just doctrinal, it was profoundly personal. The Greek word used here is Christos, and it's translated every single time to Christ. Now, the word Christ has a meaning as promised one, Messiah, the Son of God. This personal recognition by Peter is where we begin to see the transformation in his life. Peter's declaration demonstrates a pivotal understanding of identity, not only for Jesus, but for himself as a follower. By understanding who Jesus truly is, Peter begins the journey of understanding his own identity in relation to Christ. Now, Peter's still Peter, and he's going to have several more of those ready, fire, aim moments, but this is a turning point that began the transformation in Peter's life. But why is the question, "Who do you say I am," so important? And why is this important for us, even today? Each of us must answer this question, not just once, but continually. It is easy to recite what we've learned from sermons or what culture suggests about Jesus, but the heart of this query asks for a personal commitment. If we say that with confidence that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, this statement has profound implications on how we live. It affects our values, our decisions, and our interactions with others. Our identity becomes rooted in who He is, shaping every single aspect of our lives. Now, I firmly believe that when we recognize who Jesus was and what he did for us, and we confess with our heart and believe in our mind that Jesus is who he said he was, we are saved. But just like Peter, in that moment when he said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," we realize that Peter's life and transformation was just beginning. And in the same way, we too, our transformation is just beginning. See, embracing this identity isn't without challenges. Like Peter, we might have moments where our actions betray our words. But Jesus meets us in these places of doubt with grace and truth. Remember that after Peter's declaration, he also struggled to align his expectations with Jesus' journey to the cross. Jesus' gentle correction guides us back when we stray. And remember, just like Peter, who had those moments of denial, of saying he didn't even know who this Jesus was, this same Peter had those moments of reclaiming his identity and who that was in quiet times with Jesus. Our task is to live in the reality of who Jesus is, a reality that beckons us to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and to follow him. This commitment transforms us as we align our lives more closely with the teachings and the heart of Jesus. You know, as I close out this podcast episode today, I want to take a moment to reflect and ask you this question. Who do you say Jesus is in your life? Right here, right now, in this moment. And then the follow-up question to that is, does your daily life reflect that belief? If you claim he is Christ, he is the Savior, he is the Son of God, then do you act in such a way that reflects this? Jesus offers us forgiveness and strength, lifting us when we falter. And trust me, we're going to falter. And encouraging us in our day-to-day walk. We must strive to let his identity as the Son of God be the foundation upon which we stay and which we build our lives each and every day. Now, before I let you go, I want to read the passage for you that I finished up last Sunday's message with, and then offer a couple of comments. I turned to John chapter 3, starting in verse 16, which is a very well-known verse, but then I read several more and see how this all fits together. Starting in verse 16 of John chapter 3, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done and has been done through God." That last verse to me kind of speaks loud and clear. He who lives by the truth comes into the light, and that it may be seen plainly that what has been done through God. This idea of coming into the light, you know, this contrast that occurs here of being in sin is like being in darkness, but being in the Son and being in Jesus is being in light. And something amazing happens when light shines into darkness. It shows what's really there. And the analogy that I like to share sometimes is the longer that I'm a Christian, the more that I press up and press into the Son of God, the closer I get to Jesus, as I grow closer to him, his light shines brighter into the crevices, the deep crevices of my life, and show the sin that still needs to be surrendered. And that it's only by coming into the light that this happens. See, so many times when we sin, when we get we realize that sin is kind of convicting us that we're doing something wrong, but we withdraw, we pull back, we go back into the darkness because then the sin doesn't quite seem as bad. But in reality, all we're doing is running from God. So today, I just want to end with that same question. Who do you say Jesus is? Is he your Savior? Is he your Lord? Is he both those things? He is the Son of God. He is the one that was sent to die on a cross to pay for the sins of in your life and in those lives that believe in him. And if we would repent, if we would turn from our own way, turn to his way, and enter to the light, transformation begins to occur. Just like from that moment when Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Thank you for joining me today at the At the Table podcast. If this message has resonated with you or you've learned something from this, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast and share it with a friend who might need the reminder of who Jesus is. I hope this episode has encouraged and equipped you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. And until next time, remain steadfast in his truth and love and follow him. Have a great day. You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.